Gentiles and glory for your people Israel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the customs of the law in regard to him, he took him in his arms and blessed God, saying, 'Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel.' The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, 'Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed.' There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." The Gospel of the Lord. Surely he was not sent to help the angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. Today, we celebrate the presentation of the Lord in the temple. This feast, 40 days after the birth of Jesus, was customary for the firstborn males in the land of Israel. It's a remnant of a time before the giving of the law when the people felt it necessary to sacrifice their first sons to the gods. In Israel, however, the Lord God Sabaoth gave the people a prescription to redeem the little boys by sacrificing two turtle doves or two pigeons. Sacrificial language permeates our life and in a way, brings us to everlasting life. We come Sunday by Sunday to this holy sacrifice of the Mass. And indeed, the holy sacrifice of the Mass is spoken of in our first reading from Malachi. Thus says the Lord God, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek. Every Sunday, the Lord whom you seek suddenly comes to his temple and presents himself to us in the breaking of the bread. Jesus comes to us just as Mary and Joseph brought him to the temple in that day. But there's a big difference. Now, Jesus is not reliant on anyone to bring him to us. He comes as he so desires. He comes as he did on that hill on Calvary. Because while his parents were able to redeem him as a little child, he redeems us as an adult. He comes to us in his body and blood. He comes to us in the sacrifice of the altar. He comes to us in the sacrifice of Calvary. We see in this feast something that several of us, many of us, probably only see once or twice in a lifetime. Because it happens on February 2nd, and because of leap years, it's not going to happen every 7 years. It's going to skip certain years all along the line, so that the last time I remember it on a Sunday was never. This is a unique year. So we have this opportunity to enter into the mystery of the presentation of the Lord this time around. If we came every day of the week and we had it on a Monday or a Tuesday, sure, those people would see it, but not with the joy that is with so many people here today. Simeon identified Jesus as the light to the nations. So there was this priest who was waiting and longing for the coming of the Messiah. And when Mary and Joseph brought Jesus to the temple, he exclaimed, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of every people. A light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel." How did Mary and Joseph react? They were amazed. They didn't quite know what it was all about yet. Mary had had the visitation of an angel who told her she was going to bear a son who would be called Emmanuel, the Son of God. Joseph had been warned in dreams to protect Mary and the child. But they did not really know what to expect. And I'm sure that as Jesus was growing up, Mary pondered many things, as Joseph did too. We don't hear of that. But Mary pondered things and kept them in her heart. We're called to ponder many things. We're called to ponder this great mystery of why God even created the world. Why does God care about us? We can't really know the answers to those things. But we can accept the fact that God loves us, that he comes to us, that his real presence stays with us, that he comes to us with his body and blood to ratify a covenant that God made long ago with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that they would inherit a land and be a people. And mostly that they would inherit eternal life from him. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. We all know people who don't seem to know God at all. We know people who don't even care to know God. And if we carefully look at it, they have miserable lives. They have lives that are self-centered, non-sacrificial, not self-giving, loveless lives, lives that in the end will mean nothing. We, however, are given an opportunity through the grace of God to reform ourselves, to take up our cross daily and follow him. And even in suffering, come to the realization that God exists for us, with us, and in us. As we come today to this holy altar, as we enter the temple, let us be reminded constantly that Mary and Joseph one day came with that little boy so that he, the priest, could enter his temple. Even though he couldn't speak, even though he couldn't say a word, he came to his temple so that one day when he did become an adult and he entered his temple, we all could recognize him, the living bread who saves the world. A light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people, Israel.